KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:08, we have mostly clear skies and 7 degrees below zero. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy with a high of 29, winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts near 30 possible, wind chills as low as 15 degrees below zero. There is still that wind chill advisory in effect until 9 a.m. today for Sac, Carroll, Guthrie, and Dallas counties in our listening area. Wind chills as low as 25 below zero can be expected, and frostbite can occur on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes in those conditions. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Tuesday said deputies executed a search warrant at around 8 p.m. Monday at 1105 2nd Avenue in Malvern and arrested 34-year-old Christopher Nicholas Smith of Malvern on multiple felony charges after they recovered more than $50,000 in stolen property. The property includes several mowers, ATVs, dirt bikes, lumber, construction tools, and several other items. Smith was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $74,000 cash-only bond with additional charges pending. Authorities say with the execution of the search warrant and the recovery of items, the Mills County Sheriff's Office was able to solve and close over a dozen burglaries and thefts that have occurred in the county dating back to July of 2021. There are also several items that have yet to be identified, leaving many cases still open at this time. The Sheriff's Office says if you have been a victim of burglary or theft in Mills County or the surrounding area and had items stolen, contact the Mills County Sheriff's Office, Lieutenant Pittman or Sergeant Mather at 712-527-4337. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday held a public hearing on an amendment to the fiscal year 2022 Cass County budget. There are no comments, therefore the board closed the hearing and adopted the budget and related appropriations as amended. Cass County Engineer Trent Wolkin gave the board an update on secondary road activities. He said they're clearing and stacking brush still and stockpiling rock. Wolkin also presented the plans for a bridge rehab project within the city or with the city of Atlantic on West 6th Street near the airport.
It's been reached on half of the bridge. So we've been working on plans, final plans here. Basically, the abutments are in really poor shape. So we're going to go in and repair those, repair the concrete abutments. There's one of the piers that's got some issues and it's falling on it.
Once the project is sent out for bids and the contractor is lined up, Wolkin said the repair work will take about 2 months for the larger segments of construction, with traffic likely being reduced to one lane once the major bridge rehabilitation is complete and finishing work is underway. The project will cost $400,000, and that's being split between the city and county. In other business, after consulting by phone with Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman, who was not present in person at the meeting, the board voted to set the pay rate for the remainder of FY 2022 at $20 per hour for auditor's assistant Doreen South. South was hired in October of 21 and has ended her probationary time frame for required for her employment. Dale Sunderman had originally proposed an increase of $1.29 per hour, making it $19.29 per hour, but Supervisor Steve Green suggested her pay be more in line with other county office employees.
That would still make her the lowest paid person in Cass County, but I'll tell you what, this young gal has stepped up and she's 5 years ahead of my learning curve, I'll tell you that.
The board also approved a Cass County tax rebate program for a new non-residential construction in Cass County beginning with the 23-24 and 24-25 tax years. Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes.
Rebate of the county portion of tax is 75% for the first year, 50% by the second year, for the second year.
And they approved Rocky Anderson of Griswold as Pleasant Township Clerk. Officials of the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, or SWPCO, have announced a residential lead paint abatement program. The three-year endeavor will allow for lead-based paint removal in homes across the seven-county area served by the Southwest Iowa Housing Trust Fund, which SWPCO administers. Lead Hazard Reduction Program Coordinator Nicole Rhodes said the newly created program will allow for lead hazard reduction in approximately 35 housing units and build a more skilled workforce in the region. She says this is really a great opportunity for us to get some of those lead hazards out of the way and make Southwest Iowa a safer and healthier place to live for everyone, especially kids who are particularly vulnerable. Rhodes said the other side of the coin is that they're helping to get contractors certified to do the work, so that outlasts the program and will continue to benefit the community in the years to come. She said that to qualify, homes must be built before 1978 and homes homeowners must meet certain income guidelines specific to the county where they live. Scholarships are available for Iowa contractors to take a 40-hour lead hazard reduction certification training and offer an accompanying 24-hour lead hazard reduction training for an employee of their firm. Training offered will take place in Des Moines from February 14th through the 18th. The scholarships, which cover the cost of certification, will include a per diem for hotel, meals, and lost work time for contractors who complete the training. In order to apply, contractors must be licensed in Iowa and willing to submit bids for lead abatement in counties covered by the program. If you'd like more information, including who to contact, see the links through the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. That's a check of our news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.